اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، بلك باب القلب مفتوح اهلا يا زكاة الروح، بلك باب القلب مفتوح اهلا يا زكاة الروح، اهلا يا شهر رمضان.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your a'mal during this holy month. Last night we recited the beautiful letter of Amir al-Mu'minin to Muawiyah and explained that letter. And Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam mentioned some fada'il of Ahlul Bayt in reply and respond to the letter which Muawiyah sent to Amir al-Mu'minin. Tonight I want to translate the letter 69 of Nahj al-Balagha, which Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam wrote this letter and sent it to Harith Hamdani. Who was Harith? Harith Hamdani, he was one of the close companions of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam.
Allahumma
salli ala
Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And Imam alayhi salatu wassalam, different time he went to his house and invited by Harith for food. And the tribe Hamdan was a famous Hamdan from Yemen, because there is a two Hamdan, yeah, Hamadan in Iran, but it's a Hamdan from Yemen. And Amir al-Mu'minin loved this tribe. And one day in the middle of the day, Harith came to Amir al-Mu'minin to visit Imam alayhi salatu wassalam. Imam told him, "Oh Harith, what is the reason for your coming, for your visiting in this time?" It means that usually you used to come during the salah, for Salat al-Maghrib, you wanted to visit me. Why you come in this time? Harith said, the only reason for coming in this time is love of you. Love and affection of you drove me to your house to visit you. Then Imam alayhi salam said a beautiful statement. Said, in kunta sadiqan fi ma taqul, if really you come only to see me and because of your love, because you love me and you don't have anything to do it, you don't have any request, only you come to see me and your love drove you to come here, latarani fi thalatha mawatin, you will see me in three different tough situations. The first one, حَيْثُ تَبْلُغَ نَفْسَكَ هَذِهِ, when your soul come هَذِهِ, indicated to throat, and said, when your nafs, your soul come here. And then, وَعِنْدَ السِّرَاطِ, when you want to pass the fire of hell and you want to go to Jannah, you need someone to help you. You need our shafa'a intercession. You will see me at that time. And the third one, in the Hawd al-Kawthar. Amir al-Mu'min said, it means that any person who loves Amir al-Mu'minin, who knows, who has a ma'rafat of Amir al-Mu'minin, that person will see Imam alayhi salatu wassalam in those situations. That's why the Sayyid Himyari said, everyone will see Amir al-Mu'minin. Min mu'minin or munafiqin. Mu'min or munafiq. But mu'min when see Imam alayhi salam will be hopeful. But munafiq, when munafiq, it means that the others were enemies of Amir al-Mu'minin. So, but those people when see Amir al-Mu'minin in hereafter, in those situations, they suffer. Because they more understand what's happened, what did in this dunya. Let me to translate this letter of Amir al-Mu'minin. He said, "Batamassak bihabl al-Qur'an bastansih." Haris, never leave the rope and instructions of Qur'an. Walk behind the instruction of Qur'an, an instruction of Qur'an. Vastansihu, and Harith, leave advice, and Haris, take advantages from advices of Qur'an. وَأَحَلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامَهُ, and follow and accept ruling of Qur'an. Do not make fatwa from yourself. And وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامَهُ, whatever Qur'an says halal, say okay, it's halal. Whatever Qur'an mentioned as haram, do not make argument, do not try to find a solution to bring you out of this banner of Qur'an. وَصَدَّقَ بِمَا صَلَفَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ, and then confirm and testify the truth said before religions, before, it means that whatever Qur'an said about the people of other religions. Testify those history and try to get advantages from those history. For example, Quran mentioned about the history of Zulaykha and chastity and modesty of Yusuf. Think about it, what's happened. And then about the history of Lut and his wife. Even he lived with the prophet, such a prophet like Lut, but unfortunately he made a mistake. And she misled. And about the prophet Nuh and his sons. Maybe the children of a very pious person sometime made wrong, may mislead. And وَاعْتَبِرْ بِمَا مَضَى مِنَ الدُّنْيَا لِمَا بَقِيَ مِنْهَا. Harith, take lesson from history for your futures. Whatever in the past, take lesson from them and use it for your future. فَإِنَّ بَعْضَهَا يُشْبِهُ بَعْضًا, because history often repeats itself. وَآخِرُهَا لَاحِقٌ بِأَوَّلِهَا, and future nations of the world mostly follow the footsteps of those who have passed. It means that the history usually are same, like a train. If you stand in a train station, you will see a different train come and go. Now, there is no difference, but the passenger, only passenger changes. But the train are same. Is it the time are same, but the passenger of this time changed. وَكُلُّهَا حَائِلٌ مُفَارِقٌ. Harith, know that this whole world is going to end, and every individual has to leave it someday. Prepare for that day. وَعَظِّمْ اسْمَ اللَّهِ, respect name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنْ تَذْكُرَهُ إِلَّا عَلَى الْحَقِّ. Do not swear by name of Allah unless you are taking an oath for a true and lawful affairs. وَأَكْثِرْ ذِكْرَ الْمَوْتِ وَمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. Please count how many advices Amir al-Mu'minin has written for Harith. The first fourth advices was about Quran, and the other about the life of humanity. وَأَكْثِرْ ذِكْرَ الْمَوْتِ وَمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. Always remember death and the life after death. What did you prepare for the life after death? And then, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّ الْمَوْتِ إِلَّا بِشَرْطٍ وَثِيقٍ. Harith, never wish and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for death except for a great cause. If you believe that you are a real mu'min, true mu'min, then you have right to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for death. Otherwise, we cannot ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for death. As we should usually make preparation for the life after death. And then وَحْذُرْ كُلُّ عَمَلٍ يَرْضَاهُ صَاهِبَهُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَيُكْرِهُ الْعَامَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Harith, do not look at your advantage. Harith, try to avoid all actions which you may like for yourself and may dislike for others. It means that do not prefer your interests and benefits on public interest. When you want to make a decision, when you want to do something, look at the advantages of your decision. The advantage only goes to yourself or to others. And then, وَذَرْ كُلُّ عَمَلٍ يَعْمَلُ بِهِ فِي السِّرِّ وَيَسْتَحْيِي مِنْهُ فِي الْعَلَانِيَةِ. Harith, avoid from an action which you may do it secretly and you feel ashamed to do it openly. It means that every time look at the consequence of your actions. If the work, if the action you are doing, you can do it openly, yes, do it secretly. If you're ashamed to do it openly, so do not it secretly. And then وَحْذَرْ كُلُّ عَمَلٍ يَعْمَلْ إِذَا سُعِلَ أَنْهُ صَاهِبَهُ أَنْكَرَهُ أَوْ أَعْتَذِرُ مِنْهُ. Avoid from a deed, an action which you have to apologize or excuse if someone asks you about it. Another, look at the consequence of your actions. It means that if someone asks you, say, oh, sorry, I didn't understand or may lie and something like that. And وَلَا تَجْعَلْ إِرْضَكَ غَرَضًا لِنَبَالِ الْقَوْلِ. إِرْضَ, it means that abru, reputation. It's the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People without good reputation, they cannot live. That's why Quran get example about the one who backbite each other people. He said, if you backbite others, you take his good reputation. And the people without good reputation, they cannot be alive. And then he said, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ إِرْضَكَ غَرَضًا لِنَبَالِ الْقَوْلِ. Do not allow your good reputation to be sullied or damaged. Be careful about your reputation. Because Quran said, اتَّقُوا مَوَاضِعَ التُّهَمِ. Avoid from slander or accusation placement. Look at the word and action and deed which are you doing. وَلَا تُحَدِّثِ النَّاسِ بِكُلِّ مَا سَمِعْتَ بِهِ فَكَفَى بِذَلِكَ كِذْبًا. All of the statement of Amir al-Mu'mineen is good to write it with gold. وَلَا تُحَدِّثِ النَّاسِ بِكُلِّ مَا سَمِعْتَ بِهِ فَكَفَى بِذَلِكَ كِذْبًا. Your behavior in society, in public, should be like this. Do not mention whatever you hear from others. It means that when you hear something, do research. And ask others, is that true or not? Because right now, true and false mixed. You cannot understand what really happened. And said that, do not say hearsay things as authenticated facts. He said, oh, some people said this happened. I don't know. I cannot confirm, I cannot prove, I cannot reject it. Someone told me like this. And then, this will be sufficient for you to be regarded by others as liars. Because Quran said, قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. When you want to say something, your saying should be very firm, authentic saying. And without doing search, and you take from the tongue of others and put the another tongue and make a circle and everybody knows about it, why? It may be wrong, it may be false. And then said, وَلَا تُرَدُّ عَلَى النَّاسِ كُلُّ مَا حَدَّثُوكَ بِهِ فَكَفَى بِذَلَكَ جَهْلًا. And do not reject saying of others on every occasions. Why? It is a disgusting habit. It means that when people say, you cannot say, oh, you are liar. No. Take it and search it and ask others, if is it true, you can tell others. وَكْذِمِ الْغَيْبِ. Have a control on your temper. It means that control yourself at the time of anger. وَتَجَاوَزْ عِنْدَ الْمَقْدَرَةِ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you money, give you authority, give you power, تَجَاوَزْ, forgive others. If you have power to retaliate, then forgive and forget. وَحْلُمْ عِنْدَ الْغَذَبِ. When in anger, be patient and tolerant. وَاسْفَحْ مَعَ الدَّوْلَةِ تَكُنْ لَكَ الْعَقَبَةِ. When you are in position of wealth or power and authority, then be forgiving, be merciful and compassionate. وَاسْتَسْلِحْ كُلُّ نِعْمَةٍ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكِ. Say thank you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any small blessing which you receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تُضَيَّعَنَّ نِعْمَةً مِنْ نَعَمِ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. Do not waste any blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which has given to you. وَلْيُرَ عَلَيْكَ أَثَرَ مَا أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ بِهِ عَلَيْكَ. This is very beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to see effects of his blessing on your life. Do not hide blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you knowledge, tell others. Let others take benefit from your knowledge. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you money, give you wealth, tell others. Your behavior should be as a behavior of the man who receive this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let others to get benefit from your wealth. And then Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam mentioned some qualities of mu'mineen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Though the statement of Amir al-Mu'mineen, may Allah bless those who keep those letters and collected, may Allah bless Sayyid al-Razi who collected those letters of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Right now we can get benefit from the letter of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Because Harith al-Hamdani was a very close friend of Amir al-Mu'mineen, like Kumail ibn Ziyad. And Amir al-Mu'mineen, I think, two letters sent to Harith. And writing letters for your sons, for your brother, real brother or brother in Islam, is most recommended. Shaykh Mutahhari rahmatullah alayhi used to write a letter for his sons. Because sometimes when you want to look at the face of your son, maybe you cannot say anything, everything. And then if you write a letter, himself can get benefit, and also he may keep it for others, other peoples. Right now all of the letters of Shaykh Mutahhari rahmatullah alayhi is actually they collect it and make it as a book, and everyone can get benefit. And also Allama Hassan Zadeh Amuli rahmatullah alayhi, he has a book and he collected all of his letters to his friends and mentioned different dhikr. He mentioned in this time recite this dhikr, in that time recite that dhikr, and some advices he gave to his friends. So writing will and wasiyat nama and writing letters to your sons, to your family, to your friends is most recommended in Islam. I think that's enough for tonight. Inshallah, we recite another letter of Amir al-Mu'mineen tomorrow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of mu'mineen wal-mu'minat. Allahumma aghfir lil-mu'mineen wal-mu'minat. Al-ahya' minhum wal-anbat. Allahumma aj'al aghaqib umurina khayra. اللهم أجل لوليك الفرج والعافية والنصر واجعلنا من أنصاره وأوانه وبلغه منا تحية وسلاما. اللهم احفظ مراجعنا. اللهم احفظ زعيمنا وقائدنا. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.